This meeting is being recorded.
Today's share of Mishnah Brura Yomi is Hilchos Tisha B'Av. We're starting Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Tuf Kuf Mem Tes. L'Sanais Arba Tzomos. The fast four Tzomos. And we begin. Aleph. Chayavim L'Sanais B'Tisha B'Av. Ube Yudzayin B'Tamuz. Ube Gimel B'Tishrei. Ube Asara B'Teves. Mipnei Dvarim Harayim She'eru Bahem. So a person's chayiv to go ahead and fast on these four fasts. Tisha B'Av, Shivasa B'Tamuz, Gimel Tishrei, which is known as Tzom Gedalia, and Asara B'Tevas, based on these tragic events that occurred then. Look at the Mishnah Brura here. Aleph, Mishnah Brura. Chayovim Lehisanais. So he says, V'hu Midivrei HaNeviim. V'hu Midivrei HaNeviim. This fast is a fast that has more than just a regular derabbanan. It has a takana power from the neviim. Kidachsiv b'kra, like we have in the pasuk. Tzom harivi v'tzom hachamishi v'tzom hashvi v'tzom hasiri. This is great. This is part of a larger pasuk in Zechariah where Hashem says, "Koam Hashem tzvakayis tzom harivi tzom hachamishi tzom hashvi v'tzom hasiri." All referring to different months. And it says v'ha'ya l'beis Yehuda. And it says, "L'sason l'simcha u'lamadim tayvim va'emes va'shalom heva." If Bnei Yisrael are good boys, these fasts will turn into, you know, sasay v'simcha, moadim tayvim. Anyway, the Shabura continues on. And he says, "V'amru Chazal." Chazal learned out from this pasuk, "Tzomar v'i." What is Tzomar v'i? Tzomar v'i zeh shiva asar b'tamuz shehu b'chodesh r'vi l'minyan achadashim. Go with the months. The fourth month, okay, obviously starting from Nisan, not from Tishrei, okay, the fourth month is Tamuz, and Shiva Saba Tamuz is that fast. And we'll see coming up that there's a pasuk that seems to say it's really Tes B'Tamuz, but as the next Sif will say here in the Siman, that it was, even though it was Tes, that was based on the first Beis HaMikdash. But the second Beis HaMikdash was Shiva Sar. And we'll see why it was Nikba b'Shivasar and not b'Tisha b'Tamuz. But anyway, Shivasar b'Tamuz, b'Tzom HaChamishi zeh Tisha B'Av, right? The fifth month is Tisha B'Av, Shu b'Chodesh HaChamishi, that's Av. B'Tzom HaShvi, that's already the seventh month, which is Tishrei, zeh Tzom Gedalia, Shuhu b'Chodesh HaShvi, which is in the seventh month. B'Tzom HaAsiri zeh Asara b'Teves, Shuhu b'Chodesh HaAsiri. And the tenth month, okay, is Teves, and that's referring to the Asar B'Teves. V'chol Elu, v'chol, we're in Tavkuf Memtes, Aleph. V'chol Elu Hayamim, kol Yisrael Mis'anim Bahem, Mipnei Hatzaros She'eru Bahem. And all these days, kol Yisrael Mis'anim Bahem, all Yisrael fast, based on the Tzaros that occur, these tragic events, today. Now, listen to what he says. Kedei la'oirer, to awaken halavavos, to awaken the hearts of Bnei Yisrael, lefakeach al darchei atshuva, to go and to arouse not only the hearts, but to basically go and lead someone on the path of tshuva. V'yeze zikaron lemaseinu haroyim, u'maisei avoseinu shahaya kemaseinu ata. And it's basically to go ahead and the ma'oras to tshuva, and this should be for us a remembrance of these events. What's the purpose? The purpose is that we recognize what caused these events. Umaisei avaseinu shahaya kemaseinu ata, and how these bad things that our avos did. It's not just our avos. Everything that they did, ad shigaram lahem vilanu osan atzaros, that caused these saros, are still kemasenu. It's still our maisim that we are doing today that's keeping these fast days alive. Shebezichron advarim elu. If we go ahead and focus on it, noshuv lehetiv. We will then go and do tshuva from our ways to good. Kemo shenemar vizvadu esavonam vesavon avosam vechule. V'lachein. Therefore, he says, "Chayiv kol ish." It's obligatory for everyone. lasum elibo ba'osan hayamim, that you should focus on those days, ulefashvesh b'maisav, and to go ahead and look at your ways and do tshuva, ulashuv b'hen, and do tshuva. Right, you should go ahead and delve into your what you're doing and do tshuva. And here he says something very powerful. Ki ein ha'ikar ha'tainis k'moshe kasuv b'yanshe ninveh. V'yar Hashem es maseim. Says, the ikar is not the fasting. Because what does it say by Ninveh? Hashem saw their actions. V'yamru Chazal say, es sakam v'yas tanisam lo nemar. Doesn't say that Hashem saw their sackcloth, their fasting. Ela es maseim. Hashem saw that they changed their ways. V'ein ha'tainis ela ha'chanu l'tshuva. The tainis is just basically a trigger, a prep, a heksha to tshuva. L'chein osa ma'anoshim. And now he's giving Musa the Mishnah Berurah. Those people, shekesheheim mis'anim, when they're going ahead and they're fasting, holchem b'tiul uvedvarim b'teilim, they go ahead and they just do their own thing, and they hit tiulim means they do tiul is another way of saying they have a day for recreation and to go ahead and do other nonsense. Tafsu ha'tofel v'nichu ha'ikar. They basically grabbed on to the tafel. The tafel, it's powerful. He's saying, if you, all you have is the fasting and what you wear and things like that, all the externals, without it impacting your ways, then you've basically grabbed on to the tafel. Not that you can just go ahead and think about it in your heart. You have to do everything, and together it becomes the ikar. But it's like, you know, these are the maisim of your avodah shebalei, which is the tshuva. So that's what he basically says. Umikomakom, he says, ain't liftoras atzmo b'tshuva b'lat. He says, no, you can't just have the tshuva b'leiv, ki yomim elu heim mitzvahs aseh m'divrei hanaviim. Because these days are still a, look what he says, these are positive commandments from the time of the Nevi'im, l'sanis b'hem, u'kemoshe kasavnu l'mala. These are powerful derabbanans from the divrei hanaviim, kemoshe kasavnu l'mala, like we said above. Now, we're going to go, we're going to see that although all these four fasts are sourced in the Nevi'im, the only one that really has the full power of the Takanas Hanavim we'll see coming up is Tisha B'Av. But really, though, all four, though, as we said, have at its source these mitzvahs Asei Minavim and mitzvahs Asei Midrabanan, that's Minavim. And you have to go ahead and do all the things. This is not, you know, this is not Christianity. You don't, it's not all in your heart. You have to do what the halachas say. But the bottom line is, it's a chayvas halavavais. You have to do the maisim. But here, this is one of the, you know, critical. There are certain mitzvahs that, you know, the chovos halavavos are, you know, everything should affect our levavos. But there are certain mitzvahs that the whole thing itself, like tefillah, like tshuva, tanesim, the ikar is what's shebelev and what you're doing and your actions that are led from your heart. And what we'll see going weiter is a lot of these things are not merely actions, but the critical aspect of it is what's going on belave. I remember Rav Milinowitz, Zatzal, he used to be the Rav of our shul, all of you know him from Art Scroll. One of the things that were very difficult for many of the members when he became the Rav of the shul was people would try to call him up for kulas during the 9 days. And kulas, you know, shul shechalbo, can you do this? Can you buy that? Can you do this? And he basically said to them, you know, like, you know, no one ever calls me for these coolers when they're in their own avelis. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one ever calls me for all these coolers, but they seem to be calling for all these coolers, you know, now. And again, obviously it's understandable that we don't feel it and we don't have the impress upon us, but it's not just the technical. You know, it's also the lave, which is critical in this area, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Tafsu atafel v'nichu ha'ikar. Okay, now, it's interesting. He quotes here the Rambam, basically, this is the Rambam's opinion as to what's the thrust of these Tanesim, that the whole Mechayiv and the whole purpose and the whole essence of it is really tshuva, and that's what Tainus is all about. The truth is, there are other Rishonim that emphasize the Avelis aspect, and they say that unlike the Ritva, this is the Ritva, where the Ritva says that the actual institution of the Tainus, while by Tainus Esther, it's mainly for tshuva. The Mechayiv by these four fasts is really the Avelis aspect. And okay, Avi and Talis, I'm sorry, I'm breaking a little MB Yomi rules, just a little bit of lumdis. There's a grizz that basically says by Tisha B'Av, that by Tisha B'Av ultimately really it's trade dinim. There's a velus going on, and then there's the tainus aspect. But it seems from the Rishonim that certain Rishonim say that although obviously tshuva is a part of it, the machayiv and the thrust of these 4 days is avelus. There are achronim that want to say ultimately what's really avelus for. Avelus itself is not to really harp so much on the past, but to really go ahead and take it to the future, which ultimately is tshuva as well. Okay, let's move weiter. Sif katan beis mibnei dvarim harayim. It was because of these dvarim harayim that we go ahead and we fast on these 4 different days. So obviously, each of these four days represent something that happened on those days. And as we're going to see in the Mishnah Brura, there were more than just one thing that happened on many of these days. So he starts out, Kibbe Shiva Saba Tammuz, Eru Bo Chamesh Saris. Shiva Saba Tammuz, there were 5 Saris. One, Bo Nishtabru Aluchos, Kishi Yared Meshav Nahar. Number one was the Shviras Aluchos, the Luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. Kibbe Farish Batira. Now the truth is, it's not really explicit in the Torah when it happened, but if you check out Rashi there in Perek Lamed Beis, the Psukim there, Tesvav for your test, he goes through and Rashi shows, actually there in Pasuk Aleph, actually he goes and he shows the Cheshbon how it fell out on Yitzayin B'Tammuz. But obviously we all know 40 days from Har Sinai, and basically that's when the Shiras Haluchos was Ubatel Atamid Old Milakriv Babayas Harishon. The second thing was the Karban Tamid. It was a cessation of the Karban Tamid. It was no longer being offered up in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Bayis Rishon. That's 2. V'hufka Ir B'chorban Bayis Sheni. And there was a breach of, this is the most famous one, the breach of Yerushalayim during the Chorban Bayis Sheni. As I already pointed out to you before, in the Bayis Rishon, it was actually on Tes B'Tammuz, but in Bayis Sheni, it was on Shiva Sabatamas. We'll see why we don't also have Tesbatamas coming up. Bisaraf Apostoimus Harasha Es Atira. And also Apostoimus, who was a general, a Roman general, big Russia. He went ahead and he burnt up the Torah. Vehemid Tselem Behechel. And there's actually a Machloikes who put this Tselem in the Hechel. The fifth thing was that an idol was put up in the Beis HaMikdash. So some say this is Apostoibis, this is the second Beis HaMikdash. Others say it's referring to Menashe, son of Chizkiah, his Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. But these five things occurred on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Uvetisha B'Av, okay, now we go to Tisha B'Av. Hayabo Chorban HaGadol, that's when the great Chorban Habayis, Shenechrav Bo, both Habayis HaRishon, Begam HaSheni, so both Batei HaMikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av, uvizah and nigzer al v'seinu, and also this was already the gzera, right? Al v'seinu b'midbar, and already from the midbar by the meraglim shelo yikansu la'aretz. So the third thing, right? The chet meraglim happened then, uvizah hayom, and then finally the fourth thing was on this day, nilkada ir gedola ubeitar shmo, Beitar was destroyed. This was huge. V'hayyab alafim urevavos, maybe up to some say 800,000 people from Yisrael died in the Bar Kokhba revolt, v'naflu kulam v'yada akum v'nerbu kulam, and they all died, okay, and were killed by the Goyim. Then v'haisa tzara gedola kimo churban beis hamigdash, and this was a great tzara like the churban. Ubo bayom hamuchan puranus. Okay, so Beitar was really the last hope, and that was the wipeout. Sort of like, you know, so Gedalia was to the first base of Migdash, but that was the end of it, right? Bar Kochba, that happened to actually happen on Tisha B'Av itself, was the final blow. And also Ubo Bayom HaMuchan Puranos, and also on that day, Cheresh, to Turnus Reifus HaRasha. The Turnus Reifus HaRasha plowed up as Ha'echel Vesvivav, the area of the Beis HaMikdash and its surroundings. L'kayim HaShenemar, Tzion Tzada Techaresh. This was the final, right, the final blow, together with Beitar, of a total destruction of Tzion. So that was Tisha B'Av. V'yom Shlosha B'Tishrei, otherwise known as Tzom Gedalia, Bo Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam. On that day, Gedalia Ben Achikam was killed. Sheminu l'roish l'achar ha'churban al ha'pleita ha'nishara. He was appointed to be in charge of whoever was left after the churban of Nebuchadnezzar. Actually appointed him, and he was the one in charge. Al ha'pleita ha'nishara. V'nichbe gacheles Yisrael nishara. When he was killed, that was it. The last light and the last coal, the fire, that was it. Whatever was left of Bnei Yisrael, ki al yedei sheneirag, because once he was killed, galu kulam, everyone was went to galus, v'nergu mehem la'alafim, and also many, many more thousands were killed. The asara b'teves, shebo samach, and now we're finally asara b'teves, shebo samach melech bavel nevuchadnetzar ha'rasha al yushalayim, v'via b'matzor u'v'matzok. This is when Nebuchadnezzar, this is really the earliest stage, when Nebuchadnezzar went ahead and he laid siege to Yerushalayim, surrounding it and starving them out. Umizet nimshach ha'chorban, and from here ultimately led to the Chorban Bayis. Now, to be pointed out that the Mefarshim point out how Tzom Gedalia, many want to say that Tzom Gedalia actually happened, what happened to Gedalia actually happened on Rosh Hashanah. And Tzom Gedalia might actually have the status of like a nidche, and might, okay, it's a machlokas achronim, whether or not it has, we'll see the difference between a nidche, a tzom that's a nidche, and a tzom that's not a nidche. But anyway, that is a shaila that is brought up, it's referenced a little bit in the Ber Halacha. Finally, we're going to finish off with Sif Beis here. Af al gav, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, sorry, before the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Katan Gimel, Bahem. So it was based on these tragic events that occurred on this day. Misha ta'a v'achal behem. What happens if someone blew it and ate on one of these fast days? Mikol makom tzarech lahashlim hatainis achar sha'achal. He says, still, he has to go ahead and fast and finish the tainis after he ate. Not, you can't just say, oh, I blew it, and now, you know, you can continue eating. The misha achal shum, yachzor v'yochal shum. Someone who eats garlic goes and makes his breath stink even more with some more garlic. Now, regarding whether or not you have to go ahead and make up the fast, ayin lekaman simen tuf kuf samaches sif aleph u the Mishnah Berurasham. We'll see there later on. Okay, that the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berura points out that someone who forgets and eats on the Taina Sibur, he has to go ahead, okay, and be mashlim the Tainis, but he doesn't have to go ahead and have another tzom on a different day. And we'll see that it's not totally so simple. There might be distinctions between mezid and shogeg in terms of maybe being mechaper with a bahab. Okay, we'll see that when we get to it. Hopefully, we'll all hang in strong. Some of the ilam isn't here. Hopefully, it's just a Sunday. But once it gets back to the regular weekday, the shtark yomi guys. I told everyone to be like Ving. I don't know what Ving is. Anyway, Vaita, let's go. Sif Katan Dalad. Sorry, Sif Beis. Afal Gav Dichsiv Bikra. B'chodesh HaRevi. This is what we mentioned before. Even though it says in the Pasuk, B'chodesh HaRevi, B'tisha L'chodesh Hufka Ayir. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah says that it was in Tammuz, on the ninth day of Tammuz, that there was a breach and they busted into this, they broke into the city. This was at the time of the first place of Megdash. Ein Masan and B'tisha B'av. We don't fast on the ninth of Tammuz. Ela B'Yitzayim B'av. Only by Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Why? Because even though initially in the first place of Megdash, it was on the ninth day of Tammuz. Kevin Shebishniya. Since on the second base of Megdash, it was Yitzayim B'av. It was the 17th. Tiknu L'Sanos. They were Masakein. They established B'Yitzayim B'av. The fast should be on the Shiva Asa. Mishum. The Churban Bayis Sheni. Chomirlan. The Churban Bayis Sheni was more severe than the first one. That was it. Right? We don't have another base on Migdash for how many years? Whoa, over 2,000 years. So big stuff. Okay, now, or I should say over 2,000 years. Almost 2,000 years. Okay, let's look at Sif Katan Dalad, Bites. The Lo Ratzu Ligzor Gan Bites. Oh, so why did they go ahead and do Tes and Yud Zayin? Tes and Shivasar. What is it? You can't handle too fast? So the answer is, Johnson, no. Bnei Yisrael can't handle too fast. Chazal did not want to go ahead and be matriach yosemidai, make a gzera on the tzibur. And with this, we will be ending off. And great to see all you guys. And Mr. Shem, we'll see some super stark other guys tomorrow. but great to see the alumni, the Yomi alumni. And I see here two quasi alumni. They're still an extension of Shanabet. And one super special Aleph guy, and then we're going to move weiter. We'll see you all tomorrow. Exactly a half hour. We are Dunskis for today. Great to see everybody. Have a good one.
Thank you.
The recording has stopped.